Hi everyone, it's me Tariq Bliss Bibi from TariqBibi.com, helping spiritual business women and men thrive doing what they love, helping them fully align with their ultimate passion and purpose, reaching the maximum amount of people while making the biggest difference and experiencing financial abundance. I'm very excited for today's call. It's the next one from our series. And its focus is going to be around ancestral healing. Many indigenous and aboriginal cultures, I also like to call them original cultures, because ab means not, as in abnormal, not normal, aboriginal, not original. They're actually the original cultures. Side note. Still connect with their ancestors. There are a lot of traditions and cultures that still connect with the ancestors. I've seen an Iranian family that still connect with their ancestors. I've seen some people from New Zealand, Maori cultures definitely connect with their ancestors. Definitely the Aboriginals or the originals or the native people in Canada, United States, they connect with their ancestors. And there's a lot of power that can be derived from connecting with the ancestors. Power in the sense of divine power. Getting answers for the community, like what's going on, how can we resolve this, help us from the other side. They also have this really beautiful thing about knowing that whatever this is, definitely the Hawaiian cultures connecting with their ancestors as well. And then you come to different cultures here in Canada, North America, States, and United States, and it feels like we're missing something here. We've lost that way of connecting with our ancestors. But I'm sure the Celtics, Druids, even the Viking cultures, I'm pretty sure if you research that, you'll also find that they tap into the ancestral realm. So definitely there's a lot of power. Definitely we have a lot of support that we can tap into. Now, if you're like me, I personally feel like I was incarnated into a family that doesn't really, I'm not able to relate to on a deep, spiritual, soulful level. And so, in this case, I've incarnated for whatever reasons to experience some darkness, heaviness, to better understand the human condition, to be put in a situation where there's a lot of karma and to clear it. And in clearing it, I'm able to help others clear it. And so there's the other aspect of it where you want to make sure that everything that you were born with is in your DNA. It's in your karma. It's from your ancestral lineage. And we want to make sure moving forward that we stop cycles, patterns, core emotions. A lot of times people are like, why does this keep happening to me? It also kept happening to their parents. It also kept happening to their grandparents. Well, guess what? That's called an ancestral. The root of that is needing an ancestral healing. It's an ancestral pattern. Whether these blocks are manifesting in their careers, you know, not being appreciated at their jobs, not being able to do what they love, with finances, there's a lot of ancestral healing that I've realized working with my one-on-one clients. When we found the root, it was because ancestors were struggling and just getting by, so it was imprinted into their DNA to struggle and just get by. And so it doesn't have to continue being that way. It doesn't have to continue that way. You can change it for yourself and for your ancestors and for the future generations. one of the beautiful things about some of the Aboriginal or Native cultures in the United States, they say, make sure every decision you make is going to positively impact the next 7 generations. How cool is that? So imagine we all made sure that every decision we make is going to positively impact the next 7 generations. So you saying yes to this program is positively impacting the next 7 generations, if not the infinite future generations, and is also impacting your ancestral lineage, because what we do now in the present moment is impacting all future moments and all past moments. Everyone is going to benefit from you saying yes and you receiving this healing. So thank you for that on their behalf. How cool is that? That generations not even born yet are going to benefit from you just saying yes and receiving this healing. That's how powerful you are. Little side story as well is that my whole life changed when I felt that all this heaviness was dumped onto me from childhood, and I needed to face it. When I faced it, I confronted my father and I said, I don't know why there was a lot of heaviness and, you know, harsh words, a lot of abuse, but I forgive you. And by forgiving him, I was able to transmute that pattern, the heaviness that was dumped onto me. And the more I felt better and better and lighter, the more he was becoming a happier and more loving person, the closer me and him became, to the point we went from me being so terrified of him and so angry towards him to me having so much love for him, so much compassion. And we're both like little kids now, just joking around and being silly and having a really healthy relationship. So so beautiful to know that it can go from one extreme to another through forgiveness. And that's one of the core things we're going to do today, is to make sure that we do a forgiveness process for anything our ancestors might have experienced, and that we might have... we might be holding on to as well. So, pretty much whatever our ancestors didn't deal with, so my dad didn't deal with stuff because his parents dumped it onto him and their parents, and who knows where it started. In fact, sometimes when I do research about history of humankind, and how they all started off with such harsh conditions. You know, there's this huge caste system of most of the people being the regular working people, and then a few being the elite, the so-called elites, the royalty, kings and queens. So there's this huge divide, and that's been going on for a very, very long time. So a lot of us have these imprints of being the lesser than, the working and hard and effort. But when you look at royalty, just watch their biographies and you'll notice that it's not even something in their reality. They don't allow their children to believe in a reality where they're working very, 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 very hard in a survival way, in a just getting by way. They teach them that they can do anything that they want. They teach them hard work, definitely, but they teach them how to attract the things that they want at an earlier age, how to get clear, getting the support, the mentoring. They set them up off the bat in a healthy way to make sure that they do grow up successful. And that's not to say that they all grow up successful, because, again, The flip side of that is a lot of wealthy people, or a percentage of wealthy people, say they've ruined the lives of their grandchildren because their grandchildren just never have to worry about money because they were born with, you know, tons of financial security. So the first tattoo that I drew, and it was an idea that came to me intuitively, and it was an infinity sign, and inside of the infinity were the DNA strands. So it's an infinity with some DNA strands, and I didn't know what it meant till later. And what it means to me, and it's very much related to ancestral healing, in fact it's what sparked this whole infinity healing journey, is no matter what you are born into, no matter what you are born into, whatever you picked up as a belief, as a fear, as an emotion, as a pattern, block, karmic cycle, in your career, relationships, and money, and take a moment to reflect now and find out, what are those patterns in my relationships? Are they related to what my mom and my dad are going through or went through with relationships? What are the patterns in my career? Are they also stemming from blocks that my parents have in their careers? What are my patterns with money? Are they stemming from things that I might have picked up from mom or dad? And an example I remember. Oh, yeah. So the infinity sign and then the DNA strands. And so what that means is, no matter what you were born into, meaning whatever DNA you picked up, ancestral baggage you picked up from your parents and ancestors, you can always connect to your infinite self and transmute that and change the DNA. You can change your DNA. This is scientifically proven. I believe you, if you read The Consciousness of Beliefs, Greg Braden, I believe his name is, they talk about how scientifically you can change your DNA just by changing yourself, your beliefs. And so for me, that happened through forgiveness. I was able to end that cycle of abuse. And the best I knew how to was to abuse myself through alcohol abuse, through drugs, getting into fights, being in toxic relationships. That was my way. I knew I didn't want to hurt others because I experienced how much that hurts, and I didn't want to cause others to get hurt. So I made sure I did it to myself. And those were the only two options: do it to others or just do it to myself. And neither one of them were healthy. And then through this process we're about to do, you can transmute that and clear the pattern once and for all for yourself and for the future generations. So that's your children, your children's children, and etc. And the beautiful part is, your parents, whether they're here alive or not, will benefit from this healing. A lot of times when we do this healing, we see all the ancestors just celebrating through the visualization. My clients tell me that they see the ancestors just celebrating them and cheering them on. And it's like they all had this dark cloud over them, and the dark cloud just got released and transmuted, and the sun is shining on all of them, and they're all just really happy and proud of. You know, there's always that one spiritual warrior, and I believe if you're on this call, you are that spiritual warrior that came to shake things, and that came, and you know, warrior in the sense that you're not going into physical battle, but it is a spiritual battle, and you have all that it takes to be able to transmute these patterns that maybe our parents weren't strong enough to face. And so they did the best they knew how to, but the things they didn't figure out, you know, like my dad with emotions, it's like, I don't know how to figure this out. Let me just pass it on to my son. And intuitively, they go after the child that is probably more spiritual, because intuitively they feel like it's all survival, you know, survival. That person can handle it. Let me dump it onto that child. So if you can relate to having stuff dumped onto you, literally it's just someone saying, I don't know how to deal with this, and here, can you deal with it? Now, we need to learn how to have strong, healthy boundaries and make sure we're doing that. We're not just everyone's garbage dumping ground. But if it has happened at an earlier age, and we didn't know better and we received it, it's our, we have all that it takes to transmute it, release it, and shift it for ourselves and everyone connected. So, yeah, I want you guys to write down what are the patterns, the ancestral patterns that you're going through. Just journal the patterns with money that and see if they relate to your parents, with success, with relationships, with your health. Are there things that you're going through health-wise that you might have picked up from your parents? With your career, with your parenting. I mean, it's not sad, but it kind of hurts me sometimes when I see I do a one-on-one session with a client and they tell me that at age 25, let's say, or age 30, they also broke up with their partners and they became single moms. And when you ask them how was their situation with their parents, they say their mom also, you know, gave up on guys at 25 and became a single mom. So it's even in the Bible, I think, the sins of the father will be passed down. So basically they're saying that whatever is unresolved gets passed down. I think it's the sins of the father, something, something. So, and it's amazing. It's uncanny about how specific, like almost the same exact age in the same way, the same thing happens. We had a pattern in our family where when things get really good and, you know, a lot of money coming through, something happens that takes all of that away. It happened to my granddad, happened to my father, and it used to happen to me, and I had to clear that one. And when I meditated on what's the root of that, we got that it was an ancestral thing because it made no sense why it was happening to me. So let's get into it. So would you, first of all, I invite you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and release. I invite you to have your arms open and receptive and your legs uncrossed. Good. Would you like an infinity healing to clear anything stopping you from being able to receive and release the maximum? If so, just say yes. And if there's any part of you that is resisting, sabotaging, interfering with, getting in the way of you being able to experience all your heart's desires during today's session, would you like an infinity healing to set that aside now, throughout the session, and even after the session? Good. Your higher self knows the perfect beings and energies to connect with. Do you give your higher self permission to connect with the perfect energies and beings that are for your highest good in accordance with your higher self starting now? And do you give them permission to do all that they know to do that is for your highest good in accordance with your higher self starting now? Wonderful. Your higher self knows exactly what to work on and knows exactly what to do relating to ancestral healing. Do you give it permission to choose its own priority list during today's healing and to automatically do an infinity healing for each item on that list starting now? Okay, take a deep belly breath and release. Good. The way this works is simply by saying yes, you're allowing Source, God, Universe to connect with you to do infinite things for you so that you can be your infinite self. Would you like an infinity healing to clear all ancestral trauma? to clear ancestral core emotions that no longer serve your highest good. To clear all the limiting, negative, disempowering belief systems from your ancestral lineage. To clear all the family conflicts that are going on now that stem from the ancestral lineage. Would you like to clear that? Would you like an infinity healing for your DNA to clear, heal, upgrade, release, transmute anything within your DNA that is best to be released? Would you like an infinity healing to clear any of the energetic patterns that disrupt your day-to-day functioning? Would you like an infinity healing to clear any of the ancestral baggage that is affecting your parenting? To affect your career? To affect your finances, money? That are affecting your success? That are affecting your health? That are affecting your relationships. That are affecting and reflecting your sexual blockages, your sexuality. That one just came through. It wasn't written down. And another one that's just coming through now is our sovereignty, our freedom. Would you like that? Okay, take a deep belly breath and release. Good. Take another deep belly breath and release. Beautiful. Would you like an infinity healing to clear any ancestral baggage that is interfering with you being able to experience your ultimate soul purpose, also called life purpose? To making bliss, joy, happiness your number one priority. To clear these self-sabotage patterns that are affecting us from moving forward, that are getting in the way. To clear self-sabotage. Would you like an infinity healing to clear and to do a full releasing of ancestral karmic debt? Okay. So this one came through yesterday and it was really deep. It's kind of like that movie Inception, where it's a reality within a reality within a reality. So what came through is not just to heal our ancestral lineage in this lifetime, but if you believe in past lives, in each life we had a whole lineage, a whole ancestral lineage. So to do an infinity healing for each lifetime and each ancestral lineage, the past, and the future. Would you like that? Yeah, very powerful. Would you like an infinity healing to make peace with all family members? You can tell. You can really tell right off the bat who in your family do you have unresolved baggage with. It's so obvious. Look at your childhood experience. Look at who triggers you the most. It's really easy. And trust me when I say that one person that seems like a nightmare to be around, that seems like you just don't want anything to do with them, you just want to run away, you just want to delete them from your life, they bring out the worst in you, they make you angry, they push your buttons, they make you feel like worthless and less than. Those are your greatest teachers, and you are able to change the relationship. And I speak from experience. You know, I have this thing where I say, if you're not laughing with life, life is laughing at you. And if there are situations in life where you're the one, you feel like life's laughing at you on your expense, then you're missing the point. We get the point when we're laughing with life. And growing up, I was like, why is this happening to me? And I was being laughed at by life. And now, at least in the situation with my father, I'm laughing along with life. I'm like, oh my God, this is like a big joke. Or I see the humor in it, or there's a method to the madness, or the universe works in mysterious ways. I get it now. Okay. This healing came through specifically yesterday as well when I was channeling what to work on today. And sometimes we have ancestors that are lingering. So sometimes when I do one-on-one sessions, an ancestor will be present. Now, almost every single person I ask, conscious, spiritual, or not conscious, or not spiritual, tell me that when someone passes away, the next question, someone tells me, oh, I just lost so-and-so in my family. My first question is always, do you feel like they're still with you on the other side? And almost every single time they say yes. You know, I've seen them in dreams. They came the other day, or they always loved roses and I see rose petals everywhere. Or when they passed away, I saw a butterfly, and now every time they're around me, I see a butterfly, things like that. So sometimes it's beautiful to have access to your ancestors. I know for myself, from everyone in my family, the only person I really felt connected to, in the sense that I'm like, you know, she's the one person in the family that I feel, you know, has a, you know, beautiful, deep, loving heart, and maybe like an older soul. And it was my grandma from my mom's side. And she's around. She comes around, and she was such a joy, a beautiful giver, you know, just making sure whenever people needed something, she was in the flow of giving. And like every day was fun, you know, like they knew how to have fun and party, and, you know, they would drink and make food and, you know, go to the casino. They were big into going to the casinos, and beautiful, big heart, and just had so much fun, you know, raised four children, beautiful children, and had a beautiful life, and died of natural causes. So that, you know, they lived it up, her and her husband, and smoking as much as they wanted, drinking as much as they wanted, eating whatever they wanted. And what a beautiful, it was inspiring for me to know that sometimes your joy can override all these things that are not good for you. So And I'm not saying go out and do those things and try to override them, but just a different version of a story where you can live a long life doing what you love, even though I think it's all in your judgment. If you judge it as negative, you might experience it more as negative. And if you're in your bliss and you're in your joy doing things that may be not good for you, it's still mind over matter. So she comes through once in a while, and that's beautiful. She's really helping me from the other side. I know I also have an ancestor from when I was more in a native culture. My grandfather was the shaman of the tribe, and he comes through during my infinity healings as well. So those are only two that I'm aware of. And so this healing is to connect with those ancestors from whichever lifetime that are for our highest good. And then also to release the ones that are lingering in a way that is not healthy. I've seen, I remember one of my clients, he was he told me out of nowhere, he just started gaining more and more and more weight and became really huge. And we realized he had an ancestor that was in his energy field that didn't want to leave. So he was pretty much eating for two. It's like having a child. And he grew really large. So we had to let that ancestor go, because it's not right that the ants and the intentions are good, but they're still just because they're on the other side doesn't mean that their decisions are all made from a very enlightened place. They were living in someone else's aura, and that's not cool. So we release them back into the light. When they're back in the light, or back in the source, or the void, so we'll talk about that in another audio, the difference between the void and the light. You know, even the word avoid has the word void in it. And I'll just touch base on it now, since it came through, is there's this big, big, big research going on now, and you can just type in on YouTube, the false light when you die, how most souls are being recycled. You can type in recycled souls, false light, and you'll see how we're just constantly going through life, over dying, coming back, dying, coming back, dying, coming back. And when we die, everyone says go to the light, and it's actually a false light by false angels. And this is what my research shows. Find out for yourself. And they say, and really where we're supposed to go is into the void. And this just came through now. I never even thought to connect a void with void, but it's right there in the spell. You know, they put a spell on us through spelling. So just a little side note. So don't avoid the void. Embrace the void. Go into the void, that nothingness, the place where we all came from, that you are everything and nothing all at the same time. Just that feeling of being in a beautiful ocean, which is infinite, at night, and you're still connected to everything and everyone. Beautiful feeling. And we're not taught to go, where all the movies tell us, be afraid of the dark, you know, all these horror movies, be afraid of the dark, go into the light. But you know, where did all that bias come from, and why are we so afraid of going into the void? And it's different than the darkness. You know, we're not saying go into a place where there's no light. You know, we're not vampires afraid of the sun. It's different. Okay. Side note that needed to come through, very important, and we're definitely going to do a process at some point, maybe a YouTube video for basically, actually, let's integrate it now since it came through. Would you like an infinity healing to make sure that all ancestors, all lifetimes, are breaking free, and all future generations are saying yes to going exactly where is best for them to go to after the death of the body, and to go into the realm, the gateway, connect with the true beings that are truly love-based and have our best intent in mind and to avoid all scams, all agreements, all karmic stuff. Because my research shows that these fake angelic beings saying, look, you did something bad here, now you have to go back and clear that karma. And then we voluntarily do it. So to clear those karma, and so we might sign a contract saying, yes, I did that and I'm coming back to do it. So clear those karmas, just set aside, like when we're ready to transition, to push aside those beings that are not for highest good and fully attract those that are for highest good, and definitely go wherever is best for us to go. If it is into the void, then we go into the void. If there's like a true light beyond the false light, to go directly into the true light, to bypass anything that's not for highest good. If you like that, just say yes. And even now, to declare by saying, I am a sovereign being. I am a sovereign being on all levels, clearing everything interfering with you being able to fully be that right now. If you like that, say yes. Okay. Definitely some new things coming through for you guys. Beautiful. So would you like an infinity healing to connect with all the ancestors that are for your highest good, to connect with in the perfect way, in the perfect time, in the perfect manner? Would you like that? So knowing how to call them, knowing how to release them when you're done, knowing how to communicate with them. Would you like that? And would you like an infinity healing to send into the back to source, God, universe, the ancestors that are lingering, that didn't really know how to leave this realm, if it's best for them? Would you like to send them the perfect beings of love and light to help them, assist them in the transition? Beautiful. You can still connect with your ancestors when they're on the other side. In fact, most of us do. And it's rare for us to connect with the ones that are just lingering here. Beautiful. And would you like to share that healing and bless it forward for all beings on the planet that are kind of stuck here and lingering, just to have infinite beings of love and light to direct them into what's best for them in terms of transitioning out of this realm where they may be stuck? Would you like that? And would you automatically like to receive what is for your highest good to receive from them at the perfect time, perfect manner? Beautiful. So I want you to imagine your ancestors now in front of you in a very sacred room, sacred circle. And you might know what they look like, or you might have no clue. And I want you to visualize, imagine, or just allow. So you might see it, you might hear it, you might feel it, or nothing might happen. Allow your ancestors to express to you anything that they were not able to express before. So guys, what is it that you'd like to express? And we're creating sacred space for you guys to express your feelings relating to anything you'd like to share. Beautiful. So I want you guys to respond and say, thank you so much for sharing. I'm so sorry that that happened. I love you so much. And please forgive me. And please forgive the others involved We're sorry. We thank you. We love you. Please forgive us. We're sorry. We thank you. We love you. We're so sorry. Please forgive us. We thank you. We love you. And just tune into your ancestors now and see how they seem different. Would you like to receive an infinity healing for this and share it with all ancestors in all lifetimes and future generations? Cut all cords that no longer serve your highest good. Would you like that? Clearing the maximum karma or all the karma, learning all the lessons. Seeing everything from the highest perspective, letting go of all victim consciousness and owning our power, taking back our power from all these experiences. Would you like that? Yes. Beautiful. And to receive an infinity healing to forgive ourselves, to allow them to forgive themselves for anything they might have done relating to that, and for us to forgive ourselves for anything we might have done that's related to that. Would you like that? I forgive myself. I forgive you. I forgive myself. I forgive you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. So allow everyone to bring back all their power from all space, time, and dimensions into the present moment, into their beings. Allow them to forgive themselves infinitely, completely, and forgive others infinitely, completely. For us to forgive ourselves completely, forgive others completely, cut all cords that no longer serve our highest good, learn the lessons, clear the karma. Would you like that? Beautiful. And when you tune into your ancestors, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What does it sound like? Could just be a feeling of lightness in your heart. And just continue to bring more and more light into your being. Visualize a waterfall above your head pouring down this beautiful divine light. Let it shower, cleanse, purify, transmute all ancestral and all lifetimes back and forth. If you'd like that, just say yes. Yes, 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 yes. All that is not ours, that came from outside of us, that is not for our highest good, we transmute it once and for all in all space, time, and dimensions, now and forever. Beautiful. So please, source, deepen these healings, take them to their infinite next level, share them with your inner child, parents, ancestors, past lives, all space, time, and dimensions. Integrate more than what we know to ask for. Continue these healings on autopilot. We give infinite thanks. Bring back all your energy into the present moment, bringing all the gifts and blessings and power from wherever you've given it away into the present moment. Feeling whole and complete, grounded and connected. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so it is. Thank you to all my ancestors, all lifetimes, all future generations. mom, dad. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, beautiful. So, whenever you're ready, open up your eyes, take a deep breath, take a big stretch. And bring yourself back into complete present in the moment, presence in the moment, fully awakened. Beautiful. So please drink lots of water. You're more than welcome to journal what starts to happen for you relating to ancestral. Pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to things that start happening in relationships, at work, with your health. Just journal, journal, journal. Anything big, small, good or bad, because it's all good. It's all God. It's all part of the plan. So I hope you enjoyed this super, super deep, healing, valuable healing, not just for yourself, but for all. And I'm sure they thank you, your ancestors, for this healing. And I thank you as well for co-creating this experience with me. And wow, thank you. Thank you for doing this. What a difference. You are a warrior. You are a spiritual warrior. What you're doing is making a huge difference. I want to acknowledge that, and I honor you, and I see you, and I really have love for you. I hope you feel that. Until next time, keep thriving, doing what you love. Bye for now.